Yo, 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 Kenny Staple here. What's good, y'all? Hope y'all are staying safe during this lockdown. This madness right now sweeping our nation, sweeping our world. It's a tough time. We know you guys haven't heard from us in a while, so I thought I'd mosey up to the crow's nest and do something a little bit different. This is the first installment of the Pillaging Podcast, Home Invasion. We're going to be calling some random pillagers all week, surprising you guys, checking in on y'all, making sure you guys are doing okay. So let's get this started.
Hello, hello.
How you doing, Pete?
Not bad. What's up, man?
It's Pillaging Pete on the line. Pete, just for legal purposes, I'm letting you know that I am recording this call. I wanted to pop in on you randomly. I know we touched base earlier, but it's been a while since we've been in the studio, which means it's been a while since we talked to you, and I owe you a phone call, so we're gonna do that right now.
Okay, sounds good.
So I was letting our listeners know this is something we're going to be doing this week, where we are going to get back together on Sunday. Everyone's going to call in remotely, and we're going to try to do a show like that. But leading up to that, we're going to do this series of home invasions where we pop in on you guys randomly and just check in on you, making sure everybody's safe, everyone's staying healthy, talk a little football, try to get our minds off of things. But, you know, something personal, man. So, you know, we're all family here, so I figured I'd check in on you. How are you and the family doing, Pete?
Oh, man, we're all good, bro. I mean, it's been since last week, and I'm sure, you know, I'm going to throw this out there to all you pillagers. I hope you all staying safe. Hope everyone's keeping sanity, and I hope anyone who is essential is also keeping sanity, because we need you right now. And I'm telling you, I'm just fine, man. It wasn't until last week that my employment industry got deemed non-essential by my punk-ass governor. And therefore, I'm just like just enjoying myself, indulging in a lot of draft shit, enjoying the time off. So, I mean, because Lord knows, I don't know when I'm going to get to take vacation after this, right?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they bring you back. Have they given you an indication that you'd be brought back after this is all over?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's good.
Well, I'm a partial business owner.
Okay.
So, really, what it would entail, it's like until I fire myself.
Yeah.
Or until I get moved off an island, I think I'm pretty safe for coming back to work.
So, you got the pantry stocked. Everything's good. You got toilet paper. Everything cool.
And most important thing, right there.
Oh, there so, it is. Chelas con Pete. Yeah. Do you wish to share what you're drinking tonight?
I think you guys reviewed this before, and I saw it, because not a lot of seasonals out here in the Pacific Northwest at the moment. Breweries have stalled production, but I did find a Stone Delicious IPA, and I think this is the only Stone. Maybe I've tried it in the variety pack.
Okay.
This might be the only Stone that I haven't indulged in quite yet. So it's a citrusy IPA, lemon drop, Eldorado hops, 7.7. So, wow. You know what I mean?
Wow, there you go.
What got going on?
A few of those will get you in the right mindset, regardless of what's happening outside your door. You'll be feeling all right. And that's what it's all about right now, staying inside and maybe trying to have some healthy distractions. I know everyone's talking about movie recommendations, TV shows and whatnot. We don't have any sports. I did see NASCAR. They're doing virtual racing, which is really interesting. For me as a race fan, I'm a lightweight race fan. I know not everyone else is. We're not going to get into that. But, man, it's good to hear your voice.
That's surprising.
What's that?
I said I wouldn't take you for a race fan. That's pretty surprising.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised by a lot of things about me, dog. I grew up. We have a speedway not far from the house, so I grew up with the family going out to that. So it's always cool to get out to the dirt tracks. But my brother, he's a big NASCAR fan. I kind of lightweight got into it a couple years ago just to enjoy it with him. I don't watch it religiously. When I have the time, I'll do it. When it interferes with college football, I can't do it. I'm trying to watch that more than racing, but it's something. I think a lot of racers would tell you it's really not a spectator sport, but hey, we turned it into one. So it is what it is, but I don't want to get too much into that. Let's talk a little bit about football. First and foremost, do you think we will have an NFL season this year?
Yeah, I do. I don't see, among media heads and everything like that, and I know what part of California you're in, and up here, where I'm at, I'm only 20 minutes of, well, no, excuse me, about 45 minutes away from the hotbed of where Washington State has it the worst. And, I just know that for a lot of hotspot places with the precautions that they've taken and everything else, I actually do have a bit of optimism about it. Now, mind you, if this lasts until, like, complete lockdown lasts until June, and we're talking about not having an NBA season and stuff like that, I just don't see how you do not bring football back, especially with basketball and baseball being the ones most affected by this.
Right.
So that's my two cents.
Not to get too much into the politics of it or the science of everything, it's just, I was just talking to Dad about this right now. When you got a pandemic like this going on, they're saying the peak for us right now is this week and next week. I fully expect this lockdown to be extended past May. If that's the case, I don't think we get back to safety in just 2 weeks after that. But I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But the thing is we still don't have a vaccine, and so this thing could bounce back at any time. And that's where I think getting, you know, these crowds together might be dangerous. Not to mention the fact that I know a lot of you are anxious to get out there, and a lot of you have season tickets. You're going to be there. I don't blame you, man. I'm excited too, but I think there's going to be a lot of panic still in the nation. I don't know how many people are going to be bringing the family out there. So it'll be interesting to see what attendance is like if they do pull this off, how long this lockdown does drag into the summer months. If it does, how does that affect training camp, mini camps, OTCs? Is the players union willing to renegotiate and get some more practices in to a shorter time if that does happen? How do all of these things get compounded? What does that do with the offseason schedule? You know, football, it's a short season, but as it is right now, where we're at now in 2020, it is a year-round sport. Everything kind of chained together from, you know, the Super Bowl onto free agency, onto the draft, onto the camps and the rumor mill through the summers, and then you got a second wave of free agency that happens after more cuts, and you got preseason, and so all that stuff. I mean, it's April now, but that stuff's not too far away. So it'll be interesting to see how that schedule gets impacted, and if it does happen. I know they really want to pull this off. I know they feel like, you know, America needs some kind of distraction. We need our sports, man. We need our sports back. I do know the MLB is talking about a shortened season. They've talked about 100 games. They've even talked about like a 64-game season. It's interesting. Warriors fans are feeling a reprieve right now. We're still the reigning champs. So.
Yeah, I'm 10 months old. I was about to say, like, I've never paid more attention to the NBA draft in the past 5 fucking years than this year. As a Warriors fan, I tell you what. So
yeah, well, we're not the reigning champs, but you know, so we'll see. We'll see how it all happens. Speaking of the Northwest, I know David and Melody, a couple of the listeners to the show, came out to visit us last year. Tremendous people. They're in an area that's been impacted very hard since this all started. So may have to check in on them too, but. Pete, before this all went down, we had you scheduled to come on the air, and we were going to kind of review some free agents. We're going to review some draft stuff. I think we should still have you on for draft. We're still a couple weeks out from that, but I'd like to take a moment to maybe do a little review on this free agency haul. I know us here at the Pillaging Podcast, we're late to the party. Other shows have probably covered this, but hey, maybe our listeners want to hear Pete's take on it. They want to hear our take on it. And we'll get into it on the show proper. Kane, Che and Bobby will get into this on Sunday, but what's your take on it, Pete? Like, who's your favorite free agent right now? Who's the guy that's the dark horse? And then who's the guy that's just the real head scratcher for you?
My favorite, my dark horse and the head scratcher. Well, I'm going to start off by saying that we accomplished one unique thing this year in free agency.
Linebacker.
And that's that we led the league in finding white boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
That's for sure. And to be honest with you, like my, if anything, my big fish, it was Littleton. We were all screaming for it. Yeah. Raiders Twitter since I joined, and like just everybody else up and down any message board, comment section on a Raiders video, every callers, we were all calling for it in the middle of the season last year. So I would say it's the big fish being Littleton and Kwiatkowski too. I think that's how I'm going to pronounce his name.
Okay.
But it was just one of those things where I have a few games recorded on DVR.
Mm-hmm.
And from this year, like, because we don't often get Raiders games played up here. And yeah. I'm sorry, but your boy can't really afford the Sunday ticket.
I feel you.
Yeah. So I watched it, man. I was watching the Broncos game last night. And I just couldn't help but, you know, think to myself, and, you know, as much as I like Murrow, as much as I like Lee as depth, and, you know, outside of Tahir Whitehead, who was a head scratch all year, I was just like, man, we were just not very fast, very slow.
Real slow
to react.
Yeah.
And it just seems like we fixed that in general. So I would have linebacker by default, for sure. For sure, I would have to say. And I really think I don't have the stats in front of me. If I was a little bit better prepared, I'd bring it up. But I know Littleton and his success rate against tight ends is really going to lend to us. And it seems as though Kwiatkowski is I think he's going to play middle linebacker for us, though I like him a little bit more on the strong side because he does, like, he can blitz quite well. He's not quite your quarterback spy guy. He's not this, he's not that, but I just love the fact that we brought someone else in, like, outside of just a coverage guy, like, he's got some good blitzing ability as well. So that was really nice to see.
Yeah, he can bring some heat. And then Littleton, man, he, not only is he speedy, can cover the tight end, but he's a tackling machine also. I think last year he had, like, 78 solo tackles. He had 90 in 2018.
I think he had 126 total last year.
134 combined, 78 solo, 125 combined in 2018. So the guy, yeah, the dude can tackle. He can wrap up, that's for sure. So I think Corey Littleton's your jack of all trades. Yeah, that's the one. I mean, that's the one. A lot of Raider fans wanted him. They were predicting it, and it happened. So that is very satisfying when that goes on. And then him and Nick both coming in now in free agency takes a lot of pressure off the organization in the draft. They can focus on wide receiver and getting some more depth all around. I know safeties of concern, corners of concern, all that kind of stuff. So getting these two guys in free agency plugs two major holes. I think this makes our defense instantly better overnight. Who's your dark horse?
Well, I have two for you, and that parlays into the first one. And this is what I posted this not too long ago, and I got to say one thing that might have been a dark horse benefit. Excuse me. A dark horse benefit was us saving all that money by not signing Byron Jones, because I would almost guarantee that we would not have Littleton or Kwiatkowski or even Nassib at this rate. If we had signed Byron Jones, we would have put all our eggs in one basket, and then I could honestly say that maybe we would have focused more on offense and drafted defense.
Fair enough.
But that's for later on. And I think that's my biggest dark horse is missing out on Byron Jones and actually saving money
nice.
In the end and coming up with better guys.
That's interesting.
And then
too.
My second one is, well, it's another combo, but I fucking love the Collins and Nassib signing.
Yeah,
and not because I think they're going to come in and set the world on fire automatically, but because I think, among other things, and this is something that's been discussed on Scott Bear's Insider podcast, was we lack depth, quality depth throughout the middle of the year and really relied on our starting 11.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we only had three defensive tackles, and Malik Collins being familiar with Rod Marinelli is really going to help. And Nassib, like, did we give him some good coin? Yeah. Yeah, we totally did. But I would like to think that other people were in the bidding for him. I personally wanted Robert Quinn, especially with Marinelli coming on.
Mm-hmm.
But those two are just going to make Cleveland Farrell's and Max Crosby's development easier, I think. You know, just having someone behind him who can play.
Yeah, and he's he's averaged 5 sacks in the last 3 seasons, something like that. So that's not too bad for someone that's going to be coming in on rotation. It's a nice little contribution.
Absolutely.
Right there.
And he can play the run. He's not a premium edge setter, but he can play the run. And I would say that at the end of the day, when it comes to the double-edged sword between pass rush and run blocker, more of a complete defensive end, I'd say he's an upgrade over Josh Morrow and Deion Jordan, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I would. But to be honest with you, man, I'm not real familiar with Nassib. Can you tell me more about him? Tell our listeners about him. What is it that gets you excited about him?
What gets me excited about him is he doesn't waste movement. He's not the guy that's going to get caught up in one block because he tried to pull off a fancy move. Mm-hmm. He's someone who goes forward. He reads and reacts quite well. And he's way more of a complete defensive end, especially, like, I assume him to be a backup with Farrell and Crosby starting next year. Like, I can sleep at night if one of those guys, knock on wood, someone went down and then he was a replacement. Okay. Like, that's what I like about him. And it's the same thing with Collins. Man, I loved seeing him twist that spin move that we've all seen tape of on YouTube, stuff like that, familiarity with Marinelli and the pressures and the snaps. It's just, along with getting linebackers, basically what we did for our front seven was alleviate the idea of, like, if someone gets hurt, we're not fucked anymore and we don't have to sign anybody off the street.
Right. Yeah. That defensive line rotation looking pretty solid right now. Collins is a guy I've liked for the last couple of years. Was surprised when they signed him. I was happy when they signed him. I was like, now that's solid depth right there. So do you think Collins is going to start in the middle over, or is he going to come in as a backup?
See, what I'm curious about that, because Hankins is a little long in the tooth, I'm wondering, is it going to be a Mo Hirsch-Collins thing? Because if there's anybody, there's a lot of talk about P.J. Hall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way I read into the heat on P.J. Hall from Mike Mayock and all that, they're just telling them that they want him to train harder. Mm-hmm. They want to see more out of him. Me personally, I think that if anyone's going to get beat out, it's Hankins. Yeah, and that could be, you know, a younger pass rushing duo of Hurst and Collins. I could see that entirely.
That'd be nice. That'd be really nice. Yeah, PJ, nothing more than a rotational guy at this point. I know a lot of people were high on him when we drafted him. He's fun to root for. He's the underdog type where we drafted him. He was undersized, very strong, great motor, but just does not seem to be putting it all together. And like you said, maybe that's a training issue. Who knows? And I don't want to throw him under the bus as far as effort or anything goes. He's a Raider. We support him, but it's just, you know, he had a push last year. He was involved in plays last year. He was making things happen, but just not enough to break that starting spot. I don't know that they ever slated him for that anyways at his size, but, you know, as far as like a third down guy, special teamer goes, he's a valuable asset, I think, still on this team. But Collins and Hurst, now that's a duo right there that I can get behind. I like that.
And that's another thing about PJ Hall. And when you saw him involved in a lot of those, like, he was involved in a lot of those sacks with Cleveland Farrell, with Benson Mayoa, and with Max Crosby, because he was in the mix on a stunt or this or that, mm-hmm. coming in on a third down. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. And like Mo Hirsch, man, like the way he plays the run, he's way more of a complete defensive tackle. I'd argue probably even more complete than anyone we have on the roster. Well, Hankins, but it's one of those things. I'm very pleased with these signings. That's for sure. Mm. So,
Pete, what's your head scratcher, man?
Goddamn clout chasing Jason Witten. What the fuck?
I had a good conversation with Gent over the weekend about him. Gent's excited. Gent's like, oh, he's going to be a coach on the field, this and that. And I was like, I don't know that he makes the starting roster for the regular season. He might be a coach during camp. I don't know that he gets out of there. I mean, what's your take on this?
So, from someone, well, you just heard my take on it, and I do have an idea of this too. I spoke to my pops before anyone else, who was a longtime Raiders fan, the reason I'm a Raiders fan, and why he was pumped up about it. Number one coach on the field, and anyone else could attest to this, is any longtime Raiders fan, why my dad loved it. He goes, this is a classic Al Davis. Let's get this guy in the last year of his career to make sure he's a Raider, and let's get another Hall of Famer in there. You know what I mean? It's a classic Al Davis. Here's a guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer. Let's bring him in just to say he was a Raider. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Me personally, why it's head scratching for $5 million a year. Okay, I'm sure he made that in Monday Night Football, but here's the way I look at it. I actually think we got bamboozled. Coach on the field or not, I think this is an excellent Jason Witten opportunity from someone who got kicked out of the booth and sent back to fucking Dallas. After he was a Monday Night Football announcer, guess what? Now he gets to learn from one of the top five best Monday Night Football announcers of all time. He gets to tell a bunch of stories on First Take or punk-ass Colin Cowherd show from now on about, oh, yeah, I played the first year in Las Vegas with the Raiders and John Gruden and Mike Mayock. that was my big thing. I felt like we got fleeced a little bit. And then, you know, like, Gruden got his vet. Mike Mayock probably had big old fucking just eyes for him. And I'm like, man, I feel like we could have done better. We could have given that money somewhere else. That was my big contention. And, you know, I guess if we got to sign the guys so we can hang out with Musburger, Gruden, and Mayock to learn how to announce and not let, you know, people hate them. Sure, whatever. Fuck.
Yeah, we'll see. I thought our tight end coach proper did really well with the group of guys we had last year. I don't know why we need a coach on the field, to be honest with you. I know Waller doesn't need them.
I'm a huge Derek Carrier fan for sake of depth, too. He fills in nicely, and I don't want to see him lose a spot to an old man.
He does, yeah. I don't know, man. When does that money become guaranteed, though, that $5 million? Is that guaranteed week one? Is he still liable to get cut during training camp? And we don't owe this dude a dime. Do you know how that contract is set up? I honestly don't know.
I'm not sure either, but I cannot see for the life of me Mayock and Gruden cutting a guy like Jason Witten in camp. Right. They won't let themselves do it. Hmm. I really don't think that's going to happen. And you know what? There are a lot of people saying that he's Foster Moreau's favorite player of all time. That's cool. I think that's pretty fucking dope. That means that you like Foster Moreau. Hmm. But when I hear this rhetoric, and this is a greater Twitter thing, and I'm sorry bringing it up, but the thing about, oh, he can be a mentor to Darren Waller. Darren Waller doesn't need mentor. No. He got himself sober, and he had a 1,000-yard receiving season last year.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you.
It's just one of those things. But the idea of him getting cut in camp, no, I can't see Gruden or Mayock doing that to him to fucking, you know, I don't know, besmirch their reputation or what have you.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, I'll have to call you back prior to the draft. So we'll maybe give you another call next week. We'll talk some draft stuff, but this has been fun, man. I know I listen to a lot of radio, a lot of talk radio during the day. I've been working from home myself, and the hot topic is, you know, what recommend a TV show or a movie, and what's your favorite quarantine meal right now? So I'm going to go ahead and let you do that. Give me something we should all be watching and something we should all be eating.
Well, I've been trying to keep myself real busy to where I haven't been watching a lot of TV. And the cliche thing to say would be the Tiger King shit.
Yeah.
That Joe Exotic, whatever. I mean, like, it's wild. Fucking everywhere, dude. Yeah. Like, it's, which is cool. And I watched 3 episodes and I'm like, I don't know if I like seeing animals in cages.
Yeah.
For me, it's,
That's as far as I got. That's as far as I got, 3 episodes. And I was like, all right, that's enough of this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, I see toothless people around my town all the time. I don't need to watch them on TV. So, for me, dude, actually, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't watch a lot of TV. Okay. And I'm going to try and get into, like, say, I've never watched The Sopranos. I've never watched Ozark. There are a lot of series I've never watched that I want to try and get myself into. Now knowing that I have a month off. So do you have any recommendations for me?
Watch Ozark. You're a heady dude. You're going to really appreciate that. You're going to like the dialogue on that show. It's a smart show. Check that show out. Yeah, Ozark, you'll like that. You'll like that. And I think they just started the third season, or the third season just came out. So it's not like you're tremendously far behind with like Sopranos, I think. I don't remember how many seasons of that they did. 5 to 7, somewhere around there. I've seen that actually twice. Mm-hmm. But watch Ozark. I think you're going to like that show.
Oh, The Wire, too. The Wire was one I was interested in seeing that I never watched.
That's a really good show as well. That's a long one. But if I had to throw one at you right now, I'd say watch Ozark. It's pretty sharp, man. And Jason Bateman, he shines in that show. He does an incredible job. What about a meal, man? What's your quarantine meal right now? What's your coronavirus COVID lockdown meal? Not everyone can get everything out there at their stores. Still, I'm going to the store and I'm seeing empty shelves in some places. But What are you grooving on right now?
Man, I'm a fat boy, so I kind of took it upon myself, man. This is for anybody out there that's down right now. I started working out again. I started lifting weights again because I don't get a lot of time with that for my line of business, usually on the road a lot. So it's actually been really nice getting back into my basement gym and working out. And, dude, I've been trying to eat as clean as possible. A lot of fish. A lot of greens. So basically my cheat meal, basically, because I'm trying to slim down, but it's basically just been sriracha barbecue chicken, some sweet baby rays, some sriracha and some brown sugar on some boneless skinless chicken thighs, and throw that shit on the grill. You know, been doing a lot of grilling.
Right.
Actually. All right. Been doing a lot of good.
Good for you, bro. Good for you. Keeping it real healthy. I'm not. I'm getting fat over here again. I was already pretty chubby to begin with. So, man, I got to switch it up. But it's good to talk to you, P. We're going to touch again with you really soon. Spread the word. We're coming back. We'll be back on the air this Sunday. I don't know if we'll be streaming live. I don't know if I could do all of that it takes to make that happen by myself without my help here, without my crew here. But we will be putting out a show. And it starts with this one here, man. Thanks for kicking off this home invasion series with us. And you had no idea I was bringing you on the air, so you did a hell of a job, man. Thank you very much.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't surprised, but you know what? Like, what you just said is, even though it's not live, find it anywhere podcasts are found. Number one podcast in Raider Nation. And Kenny, good talking to you. I could go on for days about the draft. I mean, even if you want to get in sooner, we can do that.
Sounds good, man. Let me maybe touch base with you again next Monday or something. We'll talk about it off the air. Before you get out of here, why don't you drop your Twitter handle so these people can follow you?
It's PillagingPete at 360Raider, and that's Raider is an R-A-R. Not posting all the time, but, you know, you can find me there trying to retweet all the good stuff. And, you know, I'm commenting, talking shit to people about, you know, their prospects and stuff like that, you know, because it's draft season. Everyone has a mock draft, and I like to make fun of them. That's where it's at, man.
All right, brother. You stay safe. Take care of the family dog, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Hey, same goes for you, bro. Take it easy.
All right, peace.
Late.
There it is. We just invaded Pete's home. Sounds like he's taking real good care of himself and his own. Hope you guys are doing the same. I got one phone call here. I got a phone call from G-Paw Raider. Reached out to him earlier, asked him how he was doing. He called in, left us a message. So we're going to end with that right here. And I hope you guys enjoyed this special edition. Tune in. I'm going to try to drop one of these every day from here till possibly Sunday. So I hope you enjoyed it. Leave me some feedback on Twitter, of course, at Pillaging Pod. You can find us right there. You can go to the website, pj4f.com. You can chime in, jump in the comment section, or email us, however you want to do it. I don't care. I just look forward to talk to you guys all the time, every week. My name is Kenny Stapler. This is the Pillaging Podcast, Home Invasion. We out you. Peace.
Hey, fellas. How are y'all doing during this time? I'm doing okay. My family's all good. We're all waiting for the draft. During this time, we're trying not to think about anything else but football, because it's sad, but I hear G-Paw and his family are doing great. I hope Chella has a full in there with Che and Kenny, and oh my gosh, and this time is so sad for everybody, but man, Raider Nation goes on. I believe we'll get stronger and stronger. Can't wait till April 23rd, as I said in my pick that I sent you. Hope all is well. Raider on. Just win, baby.